Hello, David. This is Michael Criswell with Relentless Heart. I saw your email message and I want to try to reach out to you very quickly. Brother, I receive thousands of emails each month, so please don't take this the wrong way. But right now, Father has me really focused on doing what he's asking me to do, and I have to say no to a lot of inquiries, people wanting phone numbers and communicate, and I'm not doing that now. Here's the fantastic news. You can get help. God is allowing this to happen in your life to break you free of that which is false ground that you've been standing on and to tear down in your life in order to build up. It's the same reason he sent the prophet Jeremiah to Isaiah to destroy and pull down and tear down and then to rebuild and build things up again. And so God always has to use suffering and crisis, broken dreams, shattered dreams in our life. He breaks us when we're standing on false ground, when our Christianity is not true Christianity, when there are elements of error or falsehood in our life and heart that we can't even see. And so to prevent us from building this false skyscraper of a religion or of work for God, many times he'll tear it down. And he loves you, David, and he wants what's best for you. And he wants you to live a life of fullness in Jesus Christ. And unless you die to self, unless he breaks you, Jesus said, unless a seed, a kernel of wheat, falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. And so all of us have to go through this breaking. I get suicidal email messages all the time. You are not alone. You are amongst the multitude of perhaps millions. And it's really simple. There's some area of disobedience in your life. There's some area of error or a lack of discipline or a lack of walking in God's truth. And Satan has been allowed to attack you in your mind. You're under probably a demonic assault. That's why you're not able to stop these thoughts. Satan's been known to come in dreams and horrible thoughts and to encourage you in any way he can to bust you down, break you apart, and get you to kill yourself and just say, just end it. It's not worth it. And the reason why Satan does this, David, is because if you kill yourself, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is the ultimate act of unbelief. And the Bible says the righteous shall live by faith. And if the righteous one shrinks back, God will not be pleased. He who endures to the end shall be saved. Matthew 24:12. You have to endure. Revelation 2 and 3, you have to be an overcomer. You have to overcome even to the point of death. And Paul taught the Corinthian church that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, if indeed you are a true child of God and you've been born again in Christ. And he said, anyone who destroys the temple, because you're the temple of God, God will destroy him. So you cannot kill yourself. You don't own yourself. Unless you're not bought of Christ, if you've been truly born again, if you've had a born again experience and you know you've cried out, Abba, Father, you felt a sense of peace return through faith in the blood shed on Jesus Christ's cross, and you believe in his resurrection. Obviously, you're an evangelist. You've said you've gone out and evangelized. It's possible you've never been born again. There's many people, elders in churches that have been in churches for 20 years and realized they were going through the motions, but they never became a new creature. And so I don't know you enough to know this, but here's what I do know. You can get a fresh start with God. You need, in order to get God's help, and in order to get Satan off your back, the Bible says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. First step, submit yourself to God. Submitting yourself to God is choosing to do his will. Choosing to do his will is actually following the practical teachings of Christ. David, it's time to come back to the very basics with Christ. It's time to renounce anything and everything you've done in his name apart from his spirit and will. It's time to confess that you have made attempts that have failed. It's time to come humbly before the Lord. God will give you grace. You have to wipe the slate clean. God is a God whose mercies are new every day. Come to him humbly and broken. and you come to him. The Bible says, all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, not who call upon the name of one of his servants. You, if you've been an evangelist, you're out there telling people, turn from your sin and come to Christ. Jesus said, Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So you need to come to Jesus Christ. You need to humble yourself and say, Lord, I have failed as an evangelist. Here I am trying to tell people to come to you for the salvation of their sins, and now I'm wanting to end my own life. Just humble yourself. Bring all of your brokenness to him. You don't go to a man. If you go to a man, you're going to get man's results, and you're going to get a false counterfeit blessing. You'll get temporary answers. You need to go to the living spirit of the living Christ, the person of Jesus Christ, who stands there waiting for you to do business with him, David. I'm telling you exactly how to get help. I've been doing this for over 7 years with tens of thousands of people around the world, and I have so many testimonies, I can't even begin to gather them, much less tell them, of people who simply did what Jesus requires. Go to him, David. Be just brutally honest and humble yourself and say, Lord, I don't know where I've gone wrong. I don't know what I've done. Father, show me the area of disobedience. Show me that area of disobedience in my life. Lord, am I withholding unforgiveness of somebody? Because Matthew 18 says, if you don't forgive your brother when he sins against you from your heart, and this includes yourself, you know, forgiving anybody, Jesus said he'll turn that servant over to the tormentors to be tormented until they should pay back all that they should pay. And that doesn't just mean thrown in hell, because you're never going to be able to pay back once you get in hell. It means you're going to be tormented right here in the here and now by the discipline of God to get you to turn away from the wickedness of unforgiveness. That is one reason why you may be having this experience where you are having all these horrible thoughts and being tormented. That's spiritual attack, warfare. Okay. So Ephesians 6:11-19, speaking of the spiritual armor that you're to put on, the full armor of God. Perhaps you've taken off the breastplate of righteousness through disobedience somehow, and Satan is being allowed to attack you. All of this, if you're a true son of God, Daniel, has the purpose of correcting you, and getting you on the right path. And this is very, very much a blessing, because God corrects those whom he loves, okay? You got to throw this stupid idea of killing yourself out. It is the most ridiculous thinking that any human being has ever come up with. It ends only in your immediate eternal damnation and torment. I'm warning you, if you kill yourself, you and I will never meet in heaven. You'll never lay feet in heaven. You'll never lay eyes on the one whom you've gone out and evangelized. You will end up in torment forever. You cannot kill yourself. You, if you claim to be a Christ follower, have been bought at a price. You do not own yourself. And this is probably a part of the reason why you're suffering, is that you're trying to do Christianity and trying to work for Jesus Christ in your own strength, according to your own terms and according with your own understanding, rather than waiting on God to give you a legitimate call by the power of the Spirit to do what he's asked you to do. And he gives you the strength and the grace to do it. So you have to be very, very humble before the Lord. You need God to speak to you. And any man or woman that goes humbly before the Lord in brokenness and inquires, Father, what would you say to this situation? He will speak to you. He will let you know what your life looks like, David, to him. And that's what you need to find out, is what does your life look like right now to God? How does he see your situation? When he looks at your life and heart, what does he see that is preventing him from being able to bless you and know you and walk with you, such that right now you're under a curse? I believe it's 1 Corinthians 16:22, I think, right off the top of my head. Paul says, a curse be on any who do not love the Lord. A curse to love the Lord. 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, to obey his commands. So are you actually obeying the teachings of Christ? You need to go back through them. I would encourage you to get started with the John 7:17 challenge. You can do it for free at my website. Okay, David? This is what you have to do, brother. I couldn't tell you. There's nothing else I can tell you. I'm telling you seriously, the details, you're hearing from a man who's been doing this for 7 years from tens of thousands of people. The circumstances of why you're in the situation you're in, they don't even matter. It doesn't matter. I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter. Why you want to kill yourself, it doesn't matter. I've heard so many stories, it doesn't matter. What matters is, what does God see when he looks at your life and at your heart? And you cannot get what God sees by going to another man unless God sees fit to show another man what's going on and point it out to you. But you know, as somebody who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to go to him. Okay? You have to go to him directly and let him who made you, who knows you, who loves you, who's rooting for you, who's probably disciplining you right now severely, breaking you free from all that is false. All that's false. David, the majority of everything being done in the name of Jesus Christ, evangelism, preaching, teaching, churching, all that stuff, singing, almost all of it is displeasing to God. Almost all of it is fake. And I can tell you that if you were once an evangelist and you're now telling me you're on the verge of suicide, I can tell you, you've not probably been in possession. You're not filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you're born again or not. There's a lot of people doing a lot of work in the name of God that are not even born again. They don't have the life of Christ. You know you have the life of Christ when rivers of living water are flowing from within you. Not just your ability to go get excited about Jesus, but a power that is sustained over a long period of time. Change the fruit of the Holy Spirit happening in your heart and in the lives of those around you. And you're not doing it. Christ Jesus is doing it through you. It's the abiding life, abiding in him and you in him. And you'll bear much fruit. And so, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray you'll humble yourself. You have to go to God. It takes faith to do it. Don't run to a man. Go do business with the one whom you know how to call upon his name, okay? Don't kill yourself. Don't mess around. It's a stupid idea. Just because you have difficult circumstances right now, I'm telling you, you got to learn to lose your life to find it. You're willing to kill yourself and throw your whole life away? Intentionally lose your life to Jesus Christ. Not killing yourself physically, that's not going to do any good but get you to hell. But if you'll lay down this soulish life of yours, your will, your hopes, your goals, your dreams, your body, you lay it down before the Lord Jesus Christ, you will live. If any man finds his life, he will lose it. If any man loses his life for my sake, he will find it. Anybody who loves their life in this world will lose it. Anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it. You got to take up your cross, deny yourself, give a full surrender of your life and heart to God, and you'll move forward and you'll never look back, and you'll be amazed that you ever considered the ignorant idea of killing yourself. I'm just going to tell you something. It's one of the wimpiest, weakest, most ridiculous positions humans can ever take. It says, I quit. It says, God, you can't see. You're impotent. You're a nothing God. You don't care what's going on with my life. You can't see, and you dang sure can't fix it. You're a worthless God. You made me, but you're nothing. So I'm just going to throw it all away. That's why you go to hell. It's the ultimate slap in the face, David, of the God who knit you together in your mother's womb to say you have a right to throw away that which God made by his miraculous, sovereign, divine power. If you want to damn yourself, kill yourself. If you want to live, lay your life down before the Lord Jesus Christ and let him lift you up and build you into a man of God and strip you down of all that's in you that is false and help him to put life into you in the name of Jesus Christ. I can't do it for you. You got to do it. You have to do it. You have a choice. I've given you exactly what you need to do. Now go do it. God bless you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.